Hello and good morning. It's Thursday, and so I'm using my traditional Thursday beginning of my blog post for the beginning of this audio blog. Just, I didn't really feel like writing anything today, and I don't know what I'm going to be talking about here today either, but I figured I'd do something at least, one of these audio blogs, just so that you know, there's something that's going to be put up on the blog today. Not feeling very well. I'm in general feeling very discouraged and rather hopeless. Some of that is related to external factors, the state of the world, the state of intellectual discourse, if the term intellectual really applies, the void of idiocy that seems to comprise the majority of social media, all that sort of stuff. But also, some of it is internal. Obviously, I haven't suddenly been cured of my chronic trouble with dysthymia / depression. If anything, I think it's working its way downhill. And I guess I haven't hit bottom yet, because I feel like I'm still going downward. I don't know if I'll know when I hit bottom. Maybe there is no bottom. Maybe reality is bottomless. Which makes me think silly and absurd thoughts like reality has no ass. Maybe more accurate to say reality is one big ass. I mean, I have my new bike, and I expect to ride it to the train, and then from the train to the house tonight, and then presumably to the train tomorrow. I'll have to decide whether I want to chain it at the train station or just bring it on the train with me. And I have very good cables and chains and stuff with which to lock it up, but bike thieves seem to be rather clever. And the Tri-Rail train station in Hollywood doesn't seem to have very good security. My previous bike, I lost its first bike seat when it was parked there in broad daylight on a short work day on a Saturday. Since then, I started locking up the bike, but even so, I locked up the bike seat. Did I say that? I'm not sure. I guess I'll find out when I do the edit. It's frustrating. It's frustrating to have to worry about things like that, to have to deal with things like that. I don't like having to worry about maintenance of things at the best of times. But when it's routine maintenance, that I at least recognize as my problem, that I don't like to do it. When it's problems caused by people stealing things or otherwise infringing on other people's self-determination and rights and so forth, it gets really infuriating. And anger is exhausting. I don't have a lot of mental energy. I didn't ride the bike back yesterday because I was expecting to do something that bike riding wouldn't be particularly conducive to which bike riding wouldn't be particularly conducive, if you prefer, which I do. But that ended up not happening anyway. I probably shouldn't have bothered. Probably shouldn't bother with anything, frankly. Probably shouldn't bother with this. Probably shouldn't bother going to work. Probably shouldn't bother breathing. That's hard not to do. Wish I could hibernate or go into some form of suspended animation. But of course, if it's truly suspended animation, there would be no resolution of anything. It'd be just sort of like hitting pause on a movie. No matter how long it's paused, when you unpause it, it picks up right where you left off. So I guess I would prefer something like restful and restorative sleep of some variety or other. That would be nice. That doesn't happen. So I'm not sure what I should do or what I am going to do or what I am doing. I'm not writing other than my blog when I write it instead of doing audio. Though I still have my issues with audio using up so much storage capacity. But my hands are sore. I have some arthralgic or arthropathy kind of problem. I don't know if it's arthritis, because it's hard to say whether it's purely inflammatory, and I take anti-inflammatories pretty regularly, and that doesn't seem to be helping any. So I don't know what to say about that. But it does make writing, in the sense of typing, a problem. And I can't even quite imagine trying to write something out longhand for very long, because I, based on the way my hands feel, that would be very uncomfortable, which is frustrating, because you know, I've written 2 novels and a short story long enough almost to be a novella by hand, because I had to at the time, though I did retype them, obviously, before they were published, before I published them. I'm leaving lots of long silences here, but by the time you hear it, they'll be mostly truncated out. That's one of the nice features of the Audacity program. Truncate silence. Though generally speaking, I like silence. One of the reasons I like to get to the office early is because it's quiet. I can get things done without the cacophony. Just the noise is so frustrating, especially given that my right ear hearing is horrible and I have constant tinnitus in it. But it makes random noise particularly annoying. But I never have been a huge fan of random noise anyway, though there are circumstances in which I'm fine with it. I've already gone over 10 minutes at this point, but since I'm leaving so many long pauses, I'm not going to stop quite yet, since I know that a lot of this will be chopped out. Maybe I'll aim for 15 minutes as my cutoff. I don't know if I'm saying anything at all whatsoever. I'm just circling the drain here in a decaying orbit around a black hole. Maybe that's a good metaphor for everybody. I still haven't been able to make myself even inquire about health insurance and trying to find something I could afford. And I don't know if I will, because why? Why would I? Why would I want to maintain my health? Why would I want to maintain myself? What do I or anyone else gain? I don't know. I have a hard time dwelling on the positive. I can recognize positive things. And I can recognize other people who have positive things in their lives. And I don't belittle them or consider them to be foolish. I encourage them. I am pleased for them. As long as their positivity is not delusional, obviously, that's another matter. If it's delusional and ends up causing more trouble than it helps, that's a situation that would need to be addressed. I don't know. I'm very tired. Like I wrote yesterday, I do try to be positive. I try to have good days. I try to do what I can, though it doesn't seem to be my strong point. But I do try. And that trying is hard, too. You know, all the forced smiles, and I don't apparently do those very well, but sometimes have weird looks that look like smiles. I don't know. But, you know, I try to be positive. When I'm talking with people, I try not to bring them down. Might as well not make my depression contagious. Although maybe this is a form of contagion. Scattering the memeplex of the ideas involved in my depression out into the world where they might take root in somebody else's brain. Which would not be a good thing. I don't think they could take root in just anybody's brain. But somebody susceptible, maybe. And I guess that wouldn't be good. But if you're susceptible, there are plenty of things to trigger depression. Just physical changes can do it. I just passed the 15-point mark. I'll go a little bit further. That's me. Always going a little bit further just because I haven't played music in a while. Haven't read fiction in a while. Been reading some nonfiction, that at least I can do the amount. And trying to watch some informative videos in addition to just entertaining videos. I still do like watching videos of people reacting to TV shows that I know, because it feels like sharing something with a friend and seeing their first reaction is kind of fun. But it's very much a just a hologrammatic kind of version of this, an illusory kind of sharing, because I don't really know the people doing it, and they certainly don't know me. I have a hard time even trying to interact, whether on social media or in real life or whatever. In case you can't tell, I'm not much fun to be around anyway. The people who spend very much time with me don't end up wanting it to continue. I don't know. That's probably enough. I haven't said anything with any point or any value or any usefulness, or, well, usefulness and value are kind of synonyms, I guess, but not exactly, maybe. Certainly produce no great insights of any kind, I'm sure. If I've given any of you any further insight into me, that's at least a little bit of a surprise, since I don't think I've said anything new here, except that, if anything, I feel worse than I have, and feel that I am on that downward slope, and I don't know where it leads, even though yesterday I wrote in my, the title to my blog post that when there's nowhere to go but up, all paths seem arduous. But I apparently am not at the state of there being nowhere to go but up, because I feel worse today than yesterday. I had started my little experiment, and then about after a couple of hours just stopped it, because it was just making me feel worse and wasn't helping with anything at all. It was an interesting experiment, at least. I probably should have known better. Alright, anyway, I guess that'll be it for now. I hope you all have a pretty decent day if you can. Look out for each other. Spend time with people you care about and who care about you, if you have that opportunity. TTFN. Ta-ta for now.